The brachos that Yaakov gives his kids, when it gets to Shimon and Levi, the pasuk said, Perek Tet Pasuk Zayin tells us, Chalkim Yaakov Afitzim Yisrael, that Shimon and Levi were brothers, and Yaakov says that they have to stay apart, essentially. So if you look at the psukim, it's quite clear. It's like a punishment or something negative that Yaakov's telling them. But Rashi there comments, in other words, he specifically wanted, what does it mean, Vafitza Yisrael? I'm going to spread them out in Klal Yisrael. He specifically wanted the Shevet Levi to be around, to Shimon and Levi to go be all around Klal Yisrael. That way they can influence them, that way they can teach them Torah. In other words, we want whatever this kina that they had, we need a little bit of that. So maybe too much, concentrated in one spot, that's the pshat of the psukim, they have to stay apart. But if we're going to spread them around, that little bit will be allowed to rub off on the rest of Klal Yisrael. And that's a good thing. So Emet Yaakov, when he comments on this, he says that's actually that kanaut is a little bit the midah that we want of our mechanchim. We want the type of people who, when they see davar parutz, they see something that's inappropriate going on, miyad boher bahem kinat Hashem tzvako keish la'ava. They all of a sudden get this. You need passion. You need to fight the trends, the negative trends, the inappropriate trends of the world. You need a certain passion to be able to fight it. So specifically, Yaakov designated Shimon and Levi for this job. In other words, he saw something that they did, and he's saying, this is negative. You guys, you did something bad. You too much in one spot. But if you spread it around, maybe in a small dose, this would be good to help all of Klal Yisrael. That's what we want from our mechanchim. So Mr. Yaakov says, let's look if they were successful. And he concludes, actually, Shevet Levi was successful, and Shevet Shimon wasn't. Where was Shevet Levi successful? He says, Shevet Levi, they were the ones who stood up to what was going on at Chet HaEgel. Mila Shem Elai, they were the ones who put that stop to it. Also, when Bnei Yisrael in the Midbar wanted to go back to Mitzrayim, Shevet Levi were the ones who stood up for that, if you check out Rashi and Parshas Pinchas. In other words, whenever from Masedina to Yitzhi and Mitzrayim, whenever the kina of Shevet Levi was, they were using it properly, it was all done about Esek HaTorah and Iyunba, they were always proper. He says, on the other hand, there was a time where Shevet Shimon used their kina, but they used it inappropriately. And where was that in Baal Peor? He says, what was Zimri doing? Zimri was actually protesting. Kinei neged hanagoa toranit shal Moshe Rabbeinu. Kinegen midat atzniut sheshal tab Yisrael. So in other words, the maaseh znut that he was doing was actually an act of kina that he was doing. So with that assumption that it was an act of kina, meaning there's a lot of different ways to view what that act was, but clearly he found a Mamar Chazal that says that it was an act of kina. So that act of kina was an inappropriate channeling of kina. So only kina that comes from the sources, that comes from the Makoros, that's kina of the type of Torah, is one that's going to be successful. That one is not successful. So he says we need the leaders in each of the Gedolei Torah in each generation who have a sense as to what are the appropriate battles to be fighting, when you should protest, and when you should stay quiet. And he said, because there people who don't have that background could end up reaching the wrong conclusions. And he gives an example. He says, what's a dugma al-ma'asit l'kana'ut shalo l'fi adin? He says, imagine there's a choice a person has. He can either marry someone who is Jewish, who is not going to keep Taras Mishpacha properly, or he can marry someone non-Jewish. So he says, a Talmud who hasn't fully learned all the halachas, but he has some minor bit of knowledge, so what's he going to do? He's going to, oh, look, Isser Nida, that's a Isser Karet. Isser Bilat Akum, that's a Lav Ba'alma, it's not Anush Karet. So you know what you should do? You should do the intermarriage. That's better, because it's a lower level. So he says, so that would be somebody who didn't Meshamish any Rav, didn't ask any, because any Gadol wouldn't tell you that. Emeti Lokein, the Rambam, who says, even if Biat Shivcha is only Midr Rabbanan, nonetheless he says, Avon ze afal pi shein bo mitat beitin, aye kalbi nechal yesh bo hefsid, shein bechol arayot kamotu. Okay? There's a problem there, that all of the other arayos, which may have greater onishim, don't have that this one does have. It's your kid. It's a Jewish kid. So it's a mamzer. Haben min agoya, it's not your kid. Shneimar ki yesira bincha me'acharai, mesira tomi ulot acharei Hashem. In other words, it's not going. It's going to cause davar zegorim li dabek b'goyim, shevdilano HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us to stay, v'lashu me'achar Hashem lombo, etc. So in other words, so if you haven't learned enough, so you might say, oh, this is a lav, this is curry, let's go with the lav. But if you don't, you know, obviously we're not such a fan of the curry, and we want the girl to keep taras mishpacha, but that is not the conclusion that any of the Gedolei HaPoskim would reach. So he says, so we need the guidance of the Gedolei HaPoskim. So he says, that's the problem with the wrong kind of kina, the wrong kind of people doing it in lo al pi hadin, without following the Gedolim. And that was the mistake that Shevet Shimon made, and that is why we have the leadership of Shevet Levi, and specifically that kind of kina that Yaakov wanted spread out without Klal Yisrael. So yes, it was an onesh or Tochecha from Yaakov Avinu. He's saying, Shimon and Levi, you have to be apart. We have to spread you out. But from that spreading out, we could get the proper little bit of kina with the proper bit of guidance, channeled the right way, can be the type of leadership that Klal Yisrael needs. The Menchanchim, the Gedolei Torah that we need that little bit of kina. The little bit of kina. Why? Because when there is Davar Parutz, Miyad Boer Bayam Kinat Hashem. So we remember that our leaders and our Mechanchen or our Banim need to have the appropriate amount of Kina for when the situation calls for it, when there's Davar Parutz that they see, that they should Miyad Boer Bayam Kinat Hashem.